On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
It is time for your nerd news, bringing you the most important news for your brain, because apparently your brain has nothing better to do. A quick rundown of what is happening this week in science. If you want to talk about it, we talk about it. Otherwise, we keep it pushing.
Science!
First up, there's something weird floating around Mars, Kennedy. A strange image from NASA's Curiosity rover has resurfaced online, and people are freaking out because it looks like a jellyfish.
Okay.
The photo was actually taken back in 2023, and it shows this bizarre floating tripod-looking object on the surface of Mars. Even stranger, it doesn't appear in a photo Curiosity took just seconds earlier.
Oh, so something's moving up there.
So naturally, the internet has decided this is either proof of alien life or Mars has finally invented jellyfish. Scientists, unfortunately, are not buying it, though. The leading explanation is a visual artifact. Basically an optical illusion.
Boring.
Yeah, my first thought was dust on the lens.
Boring.
Created by the way the image was captured. If you don't know, Curiosity has been cruising around Mars since 2012 looking for evidence that the planet may have once been capable of supporting life. So far, no aliens, but apparently plenty of things that make the internet lose its mind.
Did you know that that rover is completely alone on Mars and every year it sings happy birthday to itself?
It's a very sad thing. It's such a sad story.
We're such weird people as humans to make the robot do that.
We didn't make the robot do that. The robot did it to itself.
Should the robot not have a birthday?
No, it didn't. Go on.
Next, imagine getting chased by a crocodile the size of a car. Scientists say a massive crocodile was doing exactly that about 12 million years ago in what is now South America. The prehistoric monster was 23 feet long and weighed 4,000 pounds, basically a crocodile with the curb weight of an SUV. The prehistoric monster, researchers found, fossilized with bite marks on the bones of a rhino-sized plant-eating animal, including tooth punctures, crushed bone, and damage to the skull. And the bite marks matched the teeth of this enormous crocodile, giving scientists their first direct evidence that these prehistoric monsters were actually hunting massive mammals.
That's dope.
So if you ever find yourself complaining about Florida and their alligators, just be glad you weren't around 12 million years ago.
Oh, Steve Irwin would have wrestled that thing down with the cameraman. Crikey!
Finally, the future of fashion might be growing in a mushroom. Scientists in Finland have developed a leather-like material made from mycelium, the thread-like structure that makes up the main body of a fungus. And they didn't just make a sheet of mushroom leather and call it a day. They turned it into a prototype handbag. The really cool part is what happened when they tested how quickly the material breaks down. Under aquatic conditions, the mushroom material biodegraded by about 77%. So if you compare that to like cow leather, it only biodegrades down about 15%. Same thing with vinyl cotton fabrics.
Does that mean if I spill something in my purse that it will be ruined?
No, not at all. It will actually last. But once you're done using it a couple of years down the road, it can be recycled. The goal is to eventually create a mushroom-based material that could replace animal leather in everything from fashion to car interiors and furniture.
It's called fashion. Look it up.
You're right. And that is your nerd news. Ride that electric guitar, baby.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.